This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for I Knew You America. Preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers, and it's a network that we have growing every single day. Incredible. So your health needs really can be seen by so many different providers around the country. Prevention, lifestyle, nutrition, all of these are so important. So regardless of what you're struggling with, just understand that there's always help and there's always hope at the end of the day. Don't lose that. I don't care what you've been diagnosed with. Don't you dare lose one of the greatest things we have, actually some of the greatest medicine we ever had, which is hope. And hope is, I believe, one of the greatest pieces and one of the greatest gifts that we've ever been given. So whatever you're dealing with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, all these things, I like to call them health challenges. Why? Because you can call them disease, and we can call them whatever you want. Get diagnosed with something, have a bleak prognosis. But the reality is that they're challenges. And when you have a challenge, there's always the possibility to overcome. And on this show, that's what we want to see. We want to see you overcome. So whatever it is, I don't care what they've been diagnosed with. I don't care what stage it is. Realize this. The body can change. Always. There's always the hope. There's always a potential. Ask any doctor. They've seen miracles. They've seen things happen that the textbooks just don't explain. Ask any doctor that's been practicing long enough, and they will say, yes, I have seen things that just blow my mind, that there's no research, no study, nothing. I don't know how that happened, but the person's well again. So don't you dare lose hope. If you start to lose hope, you call me. We'll talk about it, and we'll get you turned around the other way. 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Laurel. Laurel, welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I have a little girl that will be 17 months old in a few days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a challenge, but it's been fun. We've actually seen Dr. Hardy here in Decatur, who knows you pretty well, and he suggested that I call you.
Okay.
Ever since she was born, breastfeeding did not work out for me, so we went to milk-based formula, which at the time when she was a couple months old made her have just horrible blowout diapers. I mean, I was changing her clothes 6 and 8 times a day.
Right.
So then we switched her to soy, which did the exact opposite and constipated her.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up on Nutrigen formula from the time she was about 4 months old till we transitioned her back to whole milk. She is still having problems with constipation. I've done tons of different probiotics. We've done lactulose that the pediatrician prescribed to us, which just, it was kind of the same effect, just the blowout, you know, we can never really find a happy medium with it. Right now, I'm giving her a half a capful of Miralax. I've broken it down now to every other day, but still the same thing. Sometimes she'll have 5, you know, dirty diapers, sometimes she won't. And for the most part, you know, when she goes so much like that, there's, you know, it's like I get reports from daycare, you know, I've got 2 or 3 different changes of clothes that are dirty. We have her back on milk, and since we've had her on milk, not only have we had the problem still with the constipation, but also her skin has been really, really dry, with dry patches. I don't know what to do. I have no idea. So help.
Bless your heart. Help, help. I know. It's okay. So you've done milk, but have you done raw milk?
Raw milk. Never even heard of it.
All right. Well, never heard of it. That raw milk would. That's great.
Take her to the cow.
Yeah, pretty much. That the reason I'm laughing, that's so funny. Never heard of it. Yeah, they actually do have raw cow milk. It's not the kind that is pasteurized and homogenized. You know, when you go through the pasteurization process and the homogenization process, it's what basically it keeps everything sterilized and, you know, keeps all the bacteria down. But what it does, it denatures the proteins in the milk, and so it becomes really hard on the body. The body has a hard time breaking it down, especially kids and infants, for cow's milk. Now, goat's milk is the closest, like if you're going to take a child off of breast milk and then go to another source of milk, you always want to go to goat's milk because it's the closest structure molecularly, all right, the way the structure is made, to human mother's milk. The body almost can't tell the difference. And I'm a big fan of raw milk. And what I mean by that is you don't go to the grocery store because they don't sell it there. It is not illegal to buy it, but farmers can't just sell it outright. They have to, unless they've got some, ability to do that, but they have to label it as pet food, believe it or not. And it has to say not for human consumption on the bottle. But it is the best, I mean, in my opinion, and I'm not telling you what to do with your little girl, but it is one of the best things. I mean, you know, I have a little girl, and just so you know, I mean, it's incredible. And every child I ever saw with some of the alternative doctor friends of mine and colleagues, that's what's always been recommended. And kids do very, very well. But that has to be a decision you make. Again, you know, I don't want to tell you to do something. You want to look up your own research and make your own decision. But because if you take the milk right from the goat itself, the proteins are as pure as they're going to be. And you think about bacteria and all that sort of thing. But you think about it, that's how we always did it. We didn't start pasteurizing milk and all that till later. And people didn't get sick. They've been drinking milk like that in the Bible. You think they had the big the big pasteurization? No, they went out with a big bucket and took it right from the cow or the goat, and you know everybody was drinking it at breakfast. So, I mean, that's just the way it's always been. You think about it. You always want food that we eat to be in its original form or most original form. And the more we mess with it, the more we mess it up, I really think. So if she's having constipation issues and you've gone and done everything, the options are goat's milk, which you can buy it actually like at Walmart or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. You can actually go out and get it. And it is homogenized and pasteurized. But if you want to try that route first, I would definitely look at goat's milk, unsweetened almond milk, and look at coconut milk too. They're all really good. And figure out which one, you know, that she can tolerate. But the formulas and all that, I'm personally not a big fan of that route. That's just me. And I'll tell you the dryness of the skin and all that sort of thing, fish oil, cod liver oil, fish oil, even for babies, it's critical. The omega-3 fats are vital. And like I said, I've got a little girl. I mean, for our own self, we've been using it since day one. Just look online, put in dairy farmers, local organic farmers, and probably 10 of them pop up. Westwind Farms, I'll tell you, is a really good one. It's over in Tennessee. They do it right. They are amazing. Phenomenal. You should see their facilities. It would blow you away. They do cheese. They do everything. I think it's westwindfarms.com. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Triple 8 283 7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Essie. Essie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. My question was that I'm a diabetic, and I'm also a heart patient, and I take a lot of different medicine, and by me being a diabetic, my sugar stays high a lot, and I, you know, trying to eat the right food, but it's still, my sugar still stay like 200.
And what are you taking medicine
wise? I take the medicine. I take insulin also, and by me being a diabetic, I stay thirsty a lot, mm-hmm. and By me being a heart patient, I can't drink like a lot of fluids. So
it's in a catch 22.
Hmm.
You're in a catch 22.
Mhm.
Right. So you can't drink as much fluids as you want, but the diabetes
right.
is keeping you where you're thirsty all the time.
Right.
Are you overweight?
Well, my weight is it's 230.
And how tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
So, yeah, you're overweight.
Yeah, I'm really.
Yeah.
But and you know what? I lost weight, but it was a lot of fluid on me. Because I had went back to my doctor. I'm supposed to see him in 2 months. And I lost like over 36 pounds.
That's great.
Because I was 268 and I lost over 30 some pounds, and he was like, "Wow!" He said, "Keep doing what you're doing."
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I had no kidding.
Yeah,
that's great.
You know, and I felt real good. You can tell that you know that I'm losing the weight is coming off, but damn, my problem comes in with you know, with me being a diabetic and trying to. He gave me water pills. Take water pills. But going with the fluid, you know, that's on me. So that's my main thing, trying to keep my sugar down. But it's hard. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know? I understand. Well, what does your diet look like? Let's look at that first. So talk to me. What does a typical day look like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a typical day.
Okay, a typical day. I'm really not a breakfast eater. So, I'll eat some cereal.
Okay.
I eat me some cereal. Then, like, for lunch, I finally eat, like, a turkey sandwich. Eat me some, eat me a banana.
All right. So what about dinner?
For dinner, if my appetite is right, It varies. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. It's hard because I might just eat another.
What did you have tonight for dinner?
Tonight? What did I eat for dinner?
What did you have tonight for dinner?
I had Italian sausage and beef.
Okay.
On a croissant.
All right. So here's the deal. Your diet's horrible. Period. So you've got diabetes, and you're eating like you're eating total garbage. So there's your problem right there. There's your issue. You can't control your blood sugar because your diet is way off the map. And you think you're eating healthy, and I understand that in some ways, but really, really, you're eating a diet that is encouraging diabetes. So let me tell you how to fix it, okay? Remember this. Remember that when you're dealing with any kind of blood sugar instability in the body, what you eat becomes your best form of weapon against it, okay, against diabetes. So your food now becomes your ally rather than the one thing that in the past had made you become sick. It's the one thing that gave you diabetes because you were making poor choices over a long period of time. Now you're in a place where you can make good choices, all right? Because it doesn't matter where you've been, it matters where you're going, right? So the choices you make now matter, and they matter every single day. You don't like eating breakfast, that's too bad. You're going to have to start liking it, unless you like diabetes. So you got to pick. And the reason is because when you slept 7 or 8 hours or 6 hours, your body's been in a fasting state. That's not good for somebody that deals with a blood sugar instability like you. And so eating breakfast is the most important thing you can do. Now, here's the deal. Breakfast and lunch and dinner have to be comprised of three main components, a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. Proteins are very important. Fats are very important for somebody with diabetes. Why? Because it helps regulate your blood sugar. For example, if you were to eat an apple, apples are pretty low in the glycemic index, but it's still going to cause blood sugar to rise, still going to cause the body to need insulin, which you're not really producing a lot of, and or you don't have the receptors for them. But if you were to eat a handful of almonds and maybe an egg with that apple, the blood sugar released from that apple, the carbohydrate, would be hard, I mean, just so minimal because the fat and the protein help regulate it, okay? So what do you do? Well, every meal needs to be comprised of a lean protein source like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, either fruits or vegetables, and a good healthy fat. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, any of those would be helpful. So what does it look like? Breakfast, 2 or 3 organic eggs, bowl of fresh berries, there's your fats, there's your proteins, cook the eggs in coconut oil or butter, and that gives you a good breakfast. Now, do you wait till lunch to eat? No. Got to have a snack in between. Why? Because you got to regulate your blood sugar. And you're not going to get fat and not going to get bigger by eating more food. Why? Because the meals are going to be small.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERRYBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking with Bruce going to the break and dealing with bruising easily. And so they can bump into anything, can... I mean, pretty much anything can scrape your legs, you were telling me, and just bruises will pop up and just doesn't seem right. Gone to the doctors, and have they checked blood work and told you everything's okay, or have you not done that?
No, I've had blood work, and everything seems to be okay.
All right.
They always
tell you that. When's the most recent blood work that you've had done?
Actually, this morning, and I'm seeing the doctor next week.
Okay. If they didn't do these tests, I would have them do it. One is called ferritin. It is for basically the storage tank for iron. So, for example, in medicine, we typically do a CBC. All right, they're checking for hematocrit, hemoglobin, seeing if those numbers are up or down. That typically tells you if somebody has anemia or not. And it's pretty easy to look at, easy to evaluate. But a lot of times it can give you a false reading if you're only looking for the whole iron issue, okay? And for B12, there's a good standard test called methylmalonic acid, MMA. A lot of docs don't run the test. They run a simple B12 test. I don't like it. I don't think it's as sensitive and gives you as good information. MMA is a little bit more expensive. That's why they don't like to run it. But it gives you valuable information. Now, the iron, a really good test for that is called TIBC, okay, total iron binding capacity. Reason is that it will show you your iron levels. It shows the total capacity your body has and the ability it has to bind it and use it. Ferritin gives you the storage tank, kind of shows you how much you're holding on to in the body. And that gives you some really good clue. I think in that little scenario, folic acid is good to look at too. In that scenario, you'll look at it and say, okay, there'll be answers there. Because you don't bruise that easily and not something be going on. So it'd be good to have them take a look at that, ask your doctor, especially when you get the results back. If you don't see those tests on there, to ask them. Say, hey, would you mind running it? Would you mind checking on these tests? And, you know, all they can do is run them. I mean, most docs would, anytime they can get more information, it's only going to help them. So that's something I would look into. And then again, if it ends up being one or the other, you would want to take supplements or certain foods you can eat. So I would get those answers first. If you want to call me back on the show, I'd be glad to tell you what it means and kind of explain it more to you in detail. But they'll be able to come up with a good game plan for you. And sure, the answer lies in there somewhere. And you're probably just deficient at some level. Just got to figure out with what. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online. As always, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Lois now. Hi, Lois. Welcome, darling.
Dr. Asa, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a cousin. I kind of got guardianship of him when he was 14, but he went to the doctor the other day, and he's had hepatitis C, and I guess it's dormant or inactive or whatever you would say, but he's the doctor told him that his enzymes are up to 10.
Okay.
And that his liver's going to be going, and that he'll get real tired and everything, and I didn't know if there was something that he could take, you know, a vitamin or supplement of some kind that would help him.
Well, I think just looking at some research, you can get online, you can look at some things, but I can tell you some things that I've seen. If the interferon and standard treatments are not working that well for someone, then that's heavy-duty medication. Right, 9 times out of 10, well, maybe a little bit less than that, but it works very well to kind of push it down and make it dormant for a period of time. Pretty strong, and works quite well. So if that's not the case, the best he can do is working with his doctor. He can support the body, support the liver, support the immune system, and use things like milk thistle. There's all kinds of research on different herbs and whatnot that can support the liver he would want to look into. And, of course, eat as healthy as he can. I mean, that's something he would want to start working on, I'm sure. And the doctors have probably already told him that. If not, I would find a good nutritionist, registered dietitian that you can work with that can really get down to the nitty-gritty and start hammering out the details for him so you guys are not just winging it, reading some books and hoping for the best. You always need a coach. And as much as you have someone monitoring drugs and medications for you, probably your primary care, you always need someone that can handle the natural side of things. Meal planning, supplementation, so you're not just shooting in the dark and you're not just running blind. You can have someone to help you. So there's some good research out on the same things I talk about around that, but I'm just a bigger fan of really sticking to what the doctors tell you. I am when it comes to Hep C, and when Hep C is active, because you don't want to mess around. That's when you don't want to play around. Just like you've seen right now, the enzymes are up and the doctor's concerned about the liver shutting down at some level. And that's what you don't want. You don't want to be in a position where you feel like you're stuck, and you don't want to be in a position where you feel like there's no way out and you don't want them to lose hope. in the middle of it. So I would encourage you to kind of look into that a little bit more and maybe go to the doctor with him. Find out exactly some of the details of what, you know, the doctor's saying. I'm curious, just because with Hep C, it's rarely is it just all or nothing. There's a lot of in between. You know, it'll kind of come and it'll go. The medicine will work, then it won't. And a lot of people see that. And then it can go into complete remission. So mental stress for someone on Hep C is a big deal. So if you can keep his mental side strong, keep hope in him, and a positive outlook through all this, that can make a huge difference with what he's going through. So just let me know. Keep me posted on how it goes. And I would look into some of the natural items and look into really supporting that liver. And from a more natural perspective and healthy eating perspective, to do that as well. Exercise, even when he gets fatigued, I'm sure he can ask the doctor if that's okay. But pushing the body to function as best it can, as best that it can during this time, is going to be your greatest asset. Because lifestyle choices, I'll say it 100 times over, is everything. They are everything. And when you're dealing with something like hepatitis C, even though it's viral and it can put a take a toll on the body, you want to do everything you can to strengthen the body, to lift it up, and to make a difference. And just keep me posted on all that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Daniel now. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm doing living well. What's happening?
I wish I was. I'm 51, I weigh 250, with truck drivers, have been for like 13, 14 years now. I was diagnosed with diabetes about 12 years ago. I've taken all the medications, but here recently, probably in the last 2 years, my feet, from the ball of my foot out to my toes, are numb 24/7. And now what I've been experiencing recently is when I lay down to go to sleep, they swell up and they really hurt, and it takes them quite a bit of time to, you know, get back to normal, which they're not normal because I always have the numbness in both of my feet. But another doctor had told me that if it's in my feet, the veins are already damaged, and my heart is probably the same way, too. What do you think about that? Is that true?
I don't know that I agree with that at all. Who told you that? Primary care?
Primary care. Yes, it was primary care.
Yeah. Well, I'm not knocking primary care at all. I was just curious. I've heard some of that. I've never personally seen it. I just, in my training, I haven't seen that. I don't know that I would agree with that. Now, you've got, let me get this right. In the last, how many months did this occur? Did this start happening in the feet?
It's been like this for 2 years. I've just, you know, I just get complacent with pain and I just forget about it. So it's been about 2 years now.
And all you've done is take the medicine like the metformin and whatnot, and that's it, right?
Metformin and gliburide, and those medications were keeping me fat, and that's what I was going to talk to you about. Me and my wife recently started juicing, and we've been on it for like 18 days now, and I've lost 16 pounds.
Congratulations, that's fantastic.
That's just by, and it's really hard. It's really hard to do, but I'm starting to feel better.
Yeah,
and I'm not, because I guess my liver was bad too, you know. Because I guess if you have a bad liver, I was always wanting to sleep, and that's not a good thing when you're driving a truck.
But, right.
You know, I would have to watch out what I eat. But the medication was keeping me worse, so I just quit.
A lot of times, it can really cause quite a bit of a challenge for vitamin B6, and vitamin B6 that's really good for these type of neuropathies is pyridoxine or pyridoxamine, either one of those. You can get them at your local health food store and whatnot. Do some research on it. Look it up. You'll see that in all the journals and everything else, they've done some studies, and that pyridoxine, the vitamin B6, is the biggest deficiency. And a lot of times people that take higher dose B6 possibly can get the neuropathies to reverse if it is indeed possible. So you might want to talk to your doctor about that. And also, we've also seen great things. Chiropractic-type treatments, okay, chiropractic medicine, working with a chiropractic physician, working on the nerves that go down from the lower back into the legs, into the feet, because that's where they end up and that's where the pain receptors are for those nerves and will kind of show itself, called dermatomes. A lot of times with diabetes, if you've got degeneration in the lower back, that could be one of the reasons even though the deficiency might be there with the B6, it's still triggering and affecting the nerves. You want to get that looked at. I wouldn't let it sit because you're 2 years in with it. That's not that long. You're not 10 years in, and they might be able to help. I would get in touch with someone on that. All right, keep me posted.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by the year 2030. International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by 2030, according to the latest statistics. Now, in a report issued on Monday, the advocacy group estimated that 552 million people could have diabetes in 2 decades' time based on factors like aging and demographic changes. Now, currently, the group says that one adult in 13 has diabetes. So the figure includes both types of diabetes as well as cases that are undiagnosed, which there are a lot of those. Now, the group experts say the number of cases to jump to 90%, even in Africa, where the infectious diseases have previously been the top killer, without including impact of increasing obesity. The International Diabetes Federation said the figures were conservative. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 346 million people worldwide with diabetes, with more than 80% of deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by 2030, and he said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction was possible. So you think about it, our lifestyle depicts everything. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. And until we teach our kids how to live a healthy lifestyle, until we make changes ourselves, we're not going to reap the benefit. And so really getting on a good game plan, I think teaching and educating, which is our passion here at the show, of getting the information out to people and then creating a good practical way to make changes, lifestyle changes in your life, and transform your health is the way to go. We want to see that for every single person. I don't care who you are, so that you can make an impact on yourself, but also in around those that you love. Smoking, they're saying, may risk disease by increasing hormones. Older women who smoke have higher levels of sex hormones than non-smoking women, which may increase their risk for breast cancer, diabetes, and other diseases, new research finds. Smoking is a known risk factor for a wide range of chronic diseases in women, as having elevated levels of female sex hormone estrogen and male sex hormones, including testosterone. But the impact of smoking on sex hormone levels in older women is unclear. Postmenopausal women, they say in the study, who smoked had higher levels of both male and female sex hormones than women who had never smoked or women who had given up cigarette smoking. The findings could help explain how smoking influences the risk for disease in older women. Study researcher Judith Brand of the Netherlands University Medical Center says this. She says, apart from the known toxic and carcinogenic effects of cigarettes, smoking appears to also influence the risk for chronic disease by changing hormone levels. Now, the study included 2,000 postmenopausal women between the ages of 55 and 81. Blood samples were taken from all the study participants and sex hormone levels were analyzed, and of course, they found significant differences between those that were smokers or not. And obviously, this is not a ticket to go out and start smoking because it raises sex hormone levels. There's a lot of natural ways to do that. You don't have to lean on cigarettes. The nicotine mimics something very similar in the body called nicotinic acid. It's a version of vitamin B3, which is something to be looked at as far as sex hormones go because it does play a role in the pathway. But obviously, instead of smoking cigarettes, easier to do a supplement. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. Our team members are always standing by. They help you get the care that you need, this preventative and lifestyle-based care. Randy, you're next with us on the show. How can I help? Hello, Randy.
Hello, Dr. Asa. This is Randy calling from Ogden, Utah.
All right, Randy from Ogden, Utah. Welcome. Good to talk
with
you.
Hey, Dr. Asa. My question is, I just turned 50 here a few months ago, and I noticed that I seem to be much more prone to headaches after I have two or three glasses of wine or two or three glasses of beer. I'll have that before dinner, and then I'll wake up anywhere from 1 to 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'll have a really bad headache. What is it that changes as you get older?
A couple things. One is your body's ability to absorb nutrients goes down. So it's kind of like when you're 20 and 30, in your 30s, your diet doesn't have to be that good, and your body kind of balances things. As you get older, your diet really matters. So lack of B vitamins and those sorts of things are going to cause the headaches to come. Dehydration, because all alcohol is, it will dehydrate you. It's not, you know, building up your fluid intake and your water intake. So you could be waking up dehydrated around that time. That could trigger a headache. That's very common. But 2 to 3 glasses per day is a lot. Do you realize that?
Well, I'm not even saying per day. I mean, say I go a couple of weeks without having a drink, and then I'll have 2 or 3 glasses of wine before dinner. I'll still wake up that night and have a headache.
But on your non-drinking nights, you don't, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a couple of things. I would say either dehydration typically or a lack of B vitamins. Or because, see, the alcohol splits the B vitamins. It will cut it out within your body. So let's say you eat plenty of vegetables, but you drink 3 glasses of wine. That's enough possibly for your body to create a headache just from that. Some people have recommended looking at like a B-complex vitamin maybe before bedtime or with dinner, and that can add extra B vitamins and possibly keep that from happening. So you might want to play around with that. But I would look up B vitamin deficiencies and alcohol-induced headaches. That is a typical trigger. CoQ10 can be a player too, so you might want to do some research on that one as well. I hope that helps. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. And remember, regardless of the diagnosis you've been given, there's always a new prognosis. God can always make a difference in your life. The great physician has a prescription for you to always live with hope and live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.